Good afternoon, Ayuri.
Hi, this is Stephanie calling from Local Flash. How are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I am good. Thank you so much for asking. By the way, we do have, or the purpose of the call today is to review your account progress, which is going to take about 10 to 15 minutes. Is that a good time to speak?
Sure.
And just to confirm, am I speaking with Sandra?
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you so much. So, by the way, Sandra, today I would like to cover the following items. That is the progress of your account, what we have completed so far for your campaign, and a walkthrough of your client dashboard. We'll also be talking about your website if you have any questions about it. And currently, your account is only a few weeks old, and our team has already hit the ground running. So far, we have already completed the setup and optimization of your Google Business profile. Facebook ads, we already have it running since March the 9th. And then we also had your website live, and call tracking phone number has been successfully set up as well. Now, all of these is helping you with brand awareness, online exposure, and even getting leads from customers that are actively searching for your services. Mm-hmm. And now I would like to review your client dashboard. Do you have access to a computer or a smartphone at the moment?
Yes.
Awesome. Do you have your client dashboard login information? Do you want me to resend that?
Hang on, let me go to a regular computer. I don't want to do it on the keyboard. So hold on 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see. It's coming. I'm getting it up.
Okay.
It's very slow. This computer is very slow today.
I see. No worries. Just take your time, though.
I don't know if it's the clouds or what the gray day. I don't know. All right, let me just get the keyboard. Hold on. I don't know. It's taking a long time. Yeah, just email it to me again.
Okay, sure, yes. All right, so I just sent it, and you should receive that probably in the next minute.
Okay. What is this? Oh, what this is. Week passport. Oh, did you send it on a text message?
I sent it through text and email.
Okay. All right, let's see here. Local splash client dashboard walker. How do I log in? Oh, sign in.
Okay.
What? Yeah, why did it go to YouTube?
Oh, there's actually a link in the email that's going to show you, or that's going to take you through the client dashboard.
Oh, my gosh.
But if you click on localsplash.com or my.localsplash.com, it should not take you to YouTube at all.
Well, we might be sitting here till it snows again. Both the computer and the iPad are just doing nothing.
Got it. Well, I mean, the email also has a link. Or a tutorial video that can also take you through the client dashboard, just in case it does not get you logged in today, maybe, or if that doesn't work.
Yeah, let's just talk about it, because I've been on the client dashboard all last week. Oh, wait.
Oh, okay.
Well, let's see what happens here. The desktop has finally decided maybe it's going to let me do something. We shall see. Anyway, you can start talking.
Oh, okay. But yes, I mean, I was just actually wanting to take you through the client dashboard and what resources you can find in there. But technically, on the client dashboard, it definitely shows you any leads that you get to receive, may it be from the local SEO, Facebook ads, or the website. Also, it allows you to play any phone calls again in case you feel like you have missed anything during the phone call. And then we also have ad campaigns available in the client dashboard. It is going to allow you to pause and reactivate campaigns in the client dashboard. So whenever you would like to pause your, let's say, your Facebook ad, you can always go to the ad campaign on the client dashboard and then make the pause from there.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the client dashboard gives you the link that will allow you to access your website and your website editor. And then we also do have Google Insights available on the client dashboard. It is where you can see the data or the insights that we have for your Google business profile. So it's going to show you how many times your Google business profile was viewed, how many times someone requested a direction to your business, and it's also going to show you how many website visits your website had when it's being, or when your Google business profile was seen online. Same goes with how many phone calls that were made through the Google Business profile. Mm-hmm. And then moving on, we also do have the reviews tab on the client dashboard. So the reviews tab is where you can see all the reviews that you had on your Google Business profile. At the same time, the reviews tab gives you the option or three options on how you can request for reviews from your clients. And yes, we do encourage or highly suggest that you continuously gain more reviews, since getting more reviews is what's also one of the things that's helping with optimization. Mm-hmm. Now, for getting more reviews, you can either copy the link that is going to be on the client dashboard and then send it as a text message or an email. Second option, you can click on the request review button that we have on the client dashboard, and that request review button, after you click on it, will ask for your customer's name, phone number, and email address, and they will then send the link that's going to take, or they're going to be sending, it's going to be sending, rather, the link for people to leave a review on your client dashboard, or your Google Business profile, I'm sorry. And then, lastly, the newest feature that we have is the QR code. So from the client dashboard, you have the option to generate your own custom QR code. So you can either select which color you'd like the QR code to be, or you can also add your logo if you prefer to. And then that's for you to be able to request reviews. Say, for example, you completed a job. You can just ask for your customers to scan the QR code and then leave a review for you from there. Okay. And then another new feature that we have on the client dashboard under the reviews tab still is the auto replies to the reviews. So once you get reviews, we already have an automated reply on any reviews that you get, which you can always toggle on and off through the client dashboard. Just in case you would prefer responding to the reviews on your own, then that you can definitely turn off automated replies. And then we also do have the post tab. So post is actually one of our newest features. We are creating weekly recurring posts on behalf of your business. And posts, by the way, are a great way to get attention in real estate on Google. It also helps with optimization. Also, you can create your own custom post or even set it to create or for Google to create posts for you automatically. So in here, you can even customize the frequency or the start time of your post, and you'll also be able to preview, edit, or delete any scheduled posts anytime in your client dashboard. So you'll also see a history of the posts made to your Google Business profile if you scroll all the way down on the Reviews tab. And then moving on to Facebook. So for the Facebook ads, we had your Facebook ad running since March 9th, 2026. And so far, it has already gained 2,157 views on your Facebook ad. It has been clicked 35 times and shows there have been 2 leads from the Facebook ads. Of course, we will continue to be receiving more insights and more results as we get along the way. And on top of those, all of your platforms are being optimized, which is going to benefit you with more online presence. And that would mean that this can also result in all types
of
calls.
That's on your Google page, right?
I'm sorry, which one?
That's on your Google page? What do you mean? It's being optimized. I don't know what that means.
Yes, your Google Business profile is being optimized, including
okay.
your Facebook business page. Mm-hmm. And the website, of course.
And what? The website.
The website? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So with this, that means your online presence will actually become bigger, and that can result to any types of phone calls. You may be receiving competitor calls or service requests, and just to set expectations that any solicitor calls or text message that you may get from companies that claim to be Google or companies like Townsquare and OlliOllie, if they ever request for extra money to verify or complete your Google business profile, then please know those are scam calls and you should hang up to those immediately. But of course, if you may get to answer those phone calls and have questions, then you can always give us a call or check with us, and then we can help you with verifying.
Okay.
And we would also want to remind you, although it may still be too early, but we just want to remind you that we have incentives when you refer business to us. So if you have anyone or know anyone that can benefit from our services, you can always send us their contact information. I have sent an email with the incentives program. So technically, you'll be getting a 3 month of local SEO services. Although it does not include the Facebook ad charges, but that's going to be a free local SEO for a month. And Sandra, please do look out for emails and text messages with updates from local slash. We will definitely continue to optimize your campaigns and get you more leads. Now, make sure to please check your dashboard, as there will be a lot of resources for you in there. Also, please feel free to contact us if you have any additional questions or concerns. Sandra, do you have any immediate questions or anything else like I can assist you with today?
No, I don't.
All right, then.
I don't
know
why the local splash link is not coming up on Eaton. It's just sitting here. I don't know why.
That is weird.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I was actually able to get into your client's dashboard and log into it, so.
Yeah. No, I'm sure you can. It must be something to do with our internet or something. Who knows?
Okay.
It's probably
but, yeah,
nice and sunny where you are.
It is, yes. But if you are still not able to get access to the client dashboard, let's say after a few hours, then please let us know. We can also try to check in our hand if there may be anything that's affecting it.
All right.
But so
yeah,
far, there hasn't
checked
been
it every
any reported.
For leads, I check it every day.
Right. Got it. And this is the first time that you encountered this?
Yeah.
Okay, I see then. Well, probably just because of the connection, maybe. But if it still does not work after a few hours, please let us know, okay?
All right. Yes, I will.
All right. All right. But, yes, that was all it for me today, Sandra. Thank you so much once again for taking the time to speak with me. And should there be anything else, please know you can always reach out to us.
Okay. Do you call me again? In, like,
well,
3 weeks or no?
I believe not, unless if there's anything else that needs to be discussed on your account. Then we will definitely follow up as well.
Oh, I did have a question for you. What is
sure.
I got an email for Meta Verification. What does that mean? I know Meta is Facebook. What were they supposed
it's,
to
be? It's associated to Facebook, yes.
It doesn't have anything to do with Flash?
Shouldn't be, because we are optimizing your Facebook business page. At the same time, we're also running Facebook ads. But as far as verification, thing is that when it comes to, I'm sorry, just to confirm, did you receive this through email?
Yes.
Okay. So when it comes to these messages or to these emails, technically, most of these are just spam or spam emails.
Really?
So they will be sending you emails pretending to be Facebook or pretending to be someone who works in Facebook. So If you can send us a copy of that email, and then we can check if it really is from Facebook or from Meta, and then we can definitely have you updated.
Oh, because I did fill out some information because I thought it was from
Meta. Oh.
All right.
Yeah, that's actually one of the reasons why we advise our clients that if they may have any questionable requests or if there's anything that they may be a bit of not really certain about, then you can always let us know, and then we can further check on it.
Oh, yeah, there are a lot of weird things that happen with Facebook. Like, one thing was I got a notification, you know, in the Messenger or the notification section that said there's something wrong with this page. We're going to take it down. And I was like, what the heck? Mm-hmm. So I did ignore that one.
Right. Those are the very most common spam messages that you're going to be receiving in Facebook.
Okay.
Yep. And I'll send you an email with how most of those spam emails would look like in Facebook, just in case you'd like to see that for your reference.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'll definitely make sure to send that to you here.
Oh, look, it finally came up. The page finally came
up. There you go.
So, now, let me ask you about the reviews.
Sure.
I can go in any time and can I delete a review if it's bad or stupid?
No, we're not able to delete a review. But if there's any review that you feel like is not intended for you, or for your business, you can let us know. And then our team can try to work with Google about flagging it as not a valid review, or if we are able to request a removal for it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. Well, that's good to know.
Great. And, yes, you maybe have any other questions or anything else that I can assist you with today?
No, I don't.
Alright.
So, I think you
Alright, but, yeah, should there be anything else, please know you can always reach out to us, okay?
Alright.
Alright, thank you so much for your time once again, Sandra, and you have a great rest of the day.
Thank you, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.